And I'm glad you brought up Baltimore, because I do have a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
We'll send it over to Radio Row in Vegas.
Hey, Caroline, how you guys doing?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Steely.
I got a surprise for you guys. I'm joined here on Radio Row with Super Bowl winning coach Brian Billick, which I don't love saying, but here with Derek's old coach from the Ravens. We got coach with us right here who's on behalf of Signal Relief, promo code COACH for 20% off signalrelief.com. Coach will tell us about Signal Relief in a little bit. But, Coach, you're on in Nashville with D. Mace and the crew.
How are you doing, young man? Hey, it's great to hear from you.
It's great to hear from you, too, Coach. Hey, you gave me some of the best. I mean, I would come in your office and we would talk.
But
yes, you gave me some of the best advice in the world. I came to your office and we were talking about horses because you love horses. And I think you said you had some for your daughter or whatnot. Yeah. And I said, well, my daughter wants a horse because she was going to Garrison Forest. And you know about Garrison Forest. And you said, nah, you may not want to buy a horse. You may just want to sort of let her go to the stalls and, you know, take care of the horses rather than buy a horse because they are a lot of money. And I thank you for that advice because we did get a horse.
You are welcome. That is, I tell you what, and they were just telling me, I just turned 70, and that feels old. But when I heard you turned 50,
yes.
Now I really feel old.
You're not old, Coach, not by any stretch of the imagination.
That's right. That's right.
But it's glad to hear your voice, what you've been up to.
Well, keeping busy. I took up golf, I've become obsessed with golf, and I'm down your way. My daughter lives in Nashville.
Does she?
So I'm down in Nashville a great deal. Get over there and play Gaylord Springs, and we go over the Hermitage, and love it. Love being in Nashville. Unbelievable the growth that's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
people
right.
are great, and we love it. My wife and I getting down. We live in Columbus now, where my grandkids are, so it's about a five and a half, six-hour drive. Go down and see my daughter and son-in-law in Nashville and love being in Nashville. Particularly, we can relive all those great games we used to have with the Titans.
Yes, and one in particular we don't like to talk about.
Isn't it funny that Jeff Fisher was just here in the studio? And said, this is like D-Mace's history here. Jeff Fisher walks out of the studio, and then here's Brian Billick coming on the show. That's pretty awesome.
I was talking here about you. I loved D. Mason working for it because I tell you what, you were a pain in the ass, but you were, I tell you what, I loved you as a player because you would work. I remember our biggest challenge, you were at the stage of your career, we need to get you back down a little bit, right? You can't you can't do things at 30 and 35 that you're doing at 25, and it was a all-day sucker getting you to, hey, why don't you back off? You don't need to take all the reps. You don't need to catch every pass. Let's back off a little bit here at the end of the week so you got it all for game day.
Yeah, I remember you coming to me. We were in training camp, and I was sitting there stretching, and I didn't, you know, I'm thinking I'm getting ready to practice, and you were like, young man, take the day off. And I'm thinking, like, I really don't want to take the day off, but if you're going to give it to me, I take it.
That's right. You had to do it. I learned that from Chris Carter, and all those years with Chris Carter, you had to deal with it later, but it was great. We had some great times. Good fun.
Yes, we did. We did. I enjoyed the, and because we talked about this maybe some months ago, about the reunion that you guys did, and they showed it on NFL Network.
30 for 30.
Yeah, 30 for 30. That was a great piece they put together. I hate watching some of it, but just to hear the stories that you told and Ray told and the guys are on the panel. I think Siragusa was there right before he passed away.
He did.
Yes, it was just great to hear because that was, you know, looking back, we had a special team here in Nashville that year, but I think that team that y'all had was truly a special team because you had the historic defense, historic running back in Lewis, but, you know, the quarterback play was okay, and y'all were able to overcome that and to win a Super Bowl the way y'all did, and Trent Dilfer, you know, just being the consummate leader of that offense. So I enjoyed watching that.
It was great to, you know, because you look back, that's 25 years ago, and to get together and relive, and they did a great job. They really did. And the clips and reminding us of, and you're right, that's the hallmark of that team. Every team that wins a championship, you're going to say that there was a special relationship. But this team, because of that dynamic, we were so dominant defensively. We could run the ball. Didn't throw the ball down the field particularly well, but we embraced that personality. That was the success and the secret of Trent Dilfer. He was the perfect quarterback for that team because he put his ego on the back burner and said, okay, we can win a championship this way. As long as I don't turn the ball over, make a couple big plays, we're going to run the ball, play great defense, and we're going to win a bunch of games 17-10, 14-10, 21-17. That's the personality of the team. It embraced it. It bought in, and it was a great group to be around.
Brian Billick is with us, the great coach of the Baltimore Ravens, and Dee Mace's former coach when he went to Baltimore. And Coach, I want to ask you today, some of that formula you just said was so successful for you, and you had a series of quarterbacks just looking through the years, and you didn't have the superstar, but you guys won anyway. Is it harder to win like that now in today's NFL in your mind?
You know, I think you don't necessarily have to have a Hall of Famer, but you better have a guy. I mean, there are two types of teams in the NFL, one's with a quarterback and one's without. And if you don't have one, you better be in the process of finding it. Because at the end of the day, that is going to be the difference maker. You got to do a lot of other things. I get that. It doesn't mean you can't win with defense or run the ball. We're seeing Kansas City transform itself a little bit this year, where they're with Pacheco and they're running the ball more physical and they're adapting to that. But at the end of the day, if you're going to win it all, you better have that guy. And it doesn't have to be necessarily a Brady or a Manning. Doesn't have to be a future Hall of Famer, but it's got to be a guy that in the big moments can make those plays. And we're deeper in great quarterback play than we've ever been in all the time that I've been around the NFL. So it's exciting to watch these young guys come along and watch their ability to play. But it's a different time than it was when we won that first Super Bowl and back in the day when Tennessee and we had those great battles. Our Super Bowl and the next two with Tampa Bay and New England was at a time – we were in that transition of we were coming out of the legacies of the Marinos and the Montanas and the Elways. We hadn't yet quite come into the Mannings and the Bradys and the Breezes and that. So those three championship teams were really based on defense, and you could win it with good, solid quarterback play, but it didn't have to be great. You know, it was Brady early in his career. Brad Johnson, who I had in Minnesota, did a great job for Tampa Bay. Trent did, you know, filled his role for us. You could win with that. A little tougher to do that now with the great quarterback play we have around the league.
Well, one of the things that I always think back to, I really don't know that there's been a better rivalry than Titans-Ravens in those years that you were there and Jeff Fisher was there for the Titans. And it seemed like you guys pushed each other. You made each other better. Both teams ended up having some success in the rivalry, which always makes a great thing. For example, one time we tried a few years ago to get Dee Mace to go watch the playoff game back for therapeutic purposes. You know, when you guys came into Nashville and won in 2000 on your way to the Super Bowl, and Dee Mace couldn't get through it. He said, "Why did you make me do that?" He started throwing things in his house. But that was kind of the essence of the rivalry, right? It was just, it was that kind of level.
It was, and it was a great rivalry in the sense that, you know, we also had the one with Pittsburgh. I still think Baltimore-Pittsburgh is one of the great. But that was a deep, in-your-bones hate for one another, okay? Not that that's a good thing. Tennessee, it was competitive, and it was tough. But there still was a respect there. And you respected the nature of the two teams, some great individuals. Obviously, God rest his soul, Steve McNair, Eddie George, Derek, there, and the guys that we had and the competitive nature of it. You knew it was going to be hard fought. You knew it was going to be close. Just some great battles in that game in Nashville. I remember how you all started that game. Remember when you had the montage on the scoreboard?
Oh, yeah.
Where you brought up all that stupid crap we used to say? And I was up there, and I told when they ran that one, I told my team, guys, it's on. You've got to come to here because they've decided this thing is on. And but it was great. It was just a great, passionate time.
Coach Brian Billick is with us. Dee Mace's former head coach in Baltimore. You know, you bring up how much success Baltimore has had, and even when there's, you know, a change up at coordinator, even if you don't have that go-to elite quarterback, Baltimore always seems to find themselves at the top of the league and competing for a Super Bowl or getting far into the playoffs. From your experience in Baltimore, what is it about maybe ownership or the formula in Baltimore where they always find themselves in the conversation?
Well, I think it's just that. I think it starts at the top when you talk about ownership. You talk about Ozzie Newsome, now Eric DaCosta. When I was there, now John Harbaugh, there's a unified vision that you really don't see in the NFL that often. where you had all the principals. Doesn't mean you agree on everything. It doesn't mean you don't argue and scrimmage things around occasionally. But you have that shared vision for what it is you want to be as a team. And then you draft and procure players that fit that vision for the team. That sounds very basic, and it sounds like, well, of course, everybody does that. No, they don't. And it is a marriage, and it does be. Ozzie Newsome was just such a great partner, great Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame, obviously, and ought to be reinducted in the Hall of Fame as a general manager because Ozzie was such a great partner. He had a great understanding of the game. He had a great, deep respect for the trials and tribulations and what you go through as a coach. So he was just a great partner. And so it really does, that marriage and clubs that are now trying to find new coaches and restructure themselves organizationally, it really does, if you got, and they tend to be the same teams doing it over and over again, right? And they got to, at some point, recognize that marriage between ownership, the general manager, and the head coach. Doesn't mean it doesn't change, but you better create that special relationship at the top with a shared understanding of what it is you want to be, as basic as that sounds, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Well, thank you, Coach, for coming on with us. We do appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of
you. Great to visit with you.
To be a part of that organization in Baltimore.
Great to visit with you, man.
Yes, because leaving here was heartfelt, but then going to Baltimore, I found my second home there in Baltimore. So
love it.
I appreciate that
all right,
from the
young
bottom
man.
Of my heart.
All right,
take care
Coach
yourself.
Brian,
you too,
Coach. Before you go, tell us about Signal yep. Relief.
Yeah, this is, you need to know about this, Derek. You just turned 50 now. This is because I know you got the aches and pains I do, even more so because this is the real deal. This is a patch, and it's not a TENS unit. There's nothing electrically. It's a standalone patch. And what I love about it, you put it where you need it. It works electronically with the electronic signals in your body. It blocks that prohibitive pain that we all have. I get off the 18 holes of golf, it's my lower back. If I get out of the pool, it's my upper back and my shoulder. It blocks that electrical signal of pain that allows you to do the other thing. As you know, Dee, the key is getting back on the field, right? Working mm-hmm. through it, working the muscles, working the joints. This helps you deal with that prohibitive pain that allows you to do the other things that motion is medicine, okay? Get you back on the field, get you doing what you need to do. You go to signalrelief.com, put in promo code COACH. I'm going to give you 20% off, D. Mason. When was the last time anybody gave you 20% off?
It's been a long time.
All right. Signalrelief.com. You got to check it out.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach Brian Billick. Coach, really appreciate you for stopping by. I know that you made D. Mason's day. Appreciate your
love
time.
It. Mine,
enjoy Las
mine
Vegas.
As well.
Yep.
Thank you.